Vexilla regis prodeunt, fulget crucis mysterium. The banners of the King go forth. The mystery of the cross shines upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear fathers, very dear faithful, today is the day of the great sacrifice of our Lord. Yesterday, our Lord instituted the priesthood and the sacrifice of the New Testament. Today, he abrogates the Old Testament by paying the price of all our transgressions with his own blood. In the Passion, according to St. John, that we just heard, our Lord hung upon the cross on Mount Calvary, gave up his life at the ninth hour of this day, almost 2,000 years ago. Yesterday, we commemorated the Last Supper, when in anticipation, the Paschal Lamb was consumed at the Feast of the Unleavened Bread in the upper room. Today, at the ninth hour of this day, at the exact moment the lambs were to be slaughtered for the temple sacrifice, our Lord said the words, "It is finished. Consummatum est." The Gospel of St. John is different from those of the other three evangelists, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. St. John is represented by the eagle in church decorations, since his Gospel brings together information that allows us to judge the facts on a higher plane than that of the synoptics. St. John, the beloved disciple, beloved to our Lord especially because of his innocence and chastity, was able to understand the Savior's choice of acts, since they were in line with fulfilling the Old Testament, abrogating it, and establishing the new one along with its sacrifice and priesthood. We heard yesterday that the Last Supper was a Passover service in anticipation of the temple liturgy. The Jewish people were permitted to anticipate the Passover, remembering all that God gave them over the centuries by having the meal in their synagogues, starting from the time of the evening prayers, Vespers, of the day before. Our Lord, who did all things well, fulfilled the law that he himself gave to his people in this respect. The temple, where there had been innumerable Passover sacrifices over the centuries, had been built according to a layout given by God himself, wherein he prescribed all of the rites and rituals that were to be used by his people to worship him. When facing the tabernacle of the temple, the Holy of Holies, the priest would be facing west, as opposed to the east that the pagans used when worshipping their false gods. Moreover, he would be in a direct line with Mount Calvary, behind the Holy of Holies, where our Lord was crucified. St. John would have noted this significance. The animals for the sacrifices would have been brought in from the right-hand side, the sheep's gate, which was in direct line with the Garden of Gethsemane in the valley of Kedron. This is why in our churches, the credence table for the offertory is on the right side of the priest facing the tabernacle. On that first Holy Thursday night, after the synagogue services, where a scroll of the Torah was incensed before some texts were read, the second part of the Last Supper, the Passover meal, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, took place. It was at this time that three cakes of unleavened bread, the Paschal Lamb, and some bitter herbs were consumed. The Paschal Lamb had been washed and roasted with its right forefoot tied to the left hind foot and the left forefoot to the right hind foot, thus forming a cross, foretelling the manner of death of our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb, upon the cross. Moreover, in the instructions of the Passover meal, the Jewish people were told that they were not to break any bones in the body of the Paschal Lamb. So it was seen at Calvary, when no bone of our Lord was broken. Then as they ate the meal of lamb, bitter herbs, bread and wine with a little water, our Lord and the apostles recited the Dienu, or hymn of thanksgiving, thanking God for all that he had done for them and their people over the years, starting with the Exodus. Today, the center of our Good Friday service is the adoration of the cross. It stands in the place of Holy Communion. During the adoration of the cross, the choir sings the reproaches in which Jesus himself recalls all the benefits that he bestowed upon his people in bringing them out of Egypt, guiding them in the desert, and bringing them to the promised land, and also the response we have made by our sins. It is as if he says, "You accuse me of making myself king. You should be thanking me for guiding and feeding you during your journey through the desert. You accuse me of calling myself the Son of God. You should be thanking me for giving you the land of Israel, where milk and honey flow." At the Passover meal of the Last Supper, our Lord took the third of the unleavened bread, the third cake, and used it to institute the holy sacrifice of the Mass, making the bread into his body and the following cup of wine into his precious blood. The last cup of thanksgiving wine was never drunk. Our Lord promised to share it with us in heaven. It is up to us now to follow him there behind his banners. Vexilla regis prodeunt, fulget crucis mysterium. The banners of the King go forth. The mystery of the cross shines upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.